are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
It is time again for People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by VistaCare here on KGFX. And joining me in studio this morning from the Discovery Center, it's Rhea. Good morning again, Rhea.
Good morning, everyone.
Always nice to have you here.
It is, but as we just talked, this is the first day that I came here and it's still dark out and I'm not ready for the fall quite yet.
I'm there with you. I have a hard time with it being darker in the morning because of how early I come in. So it is a tough transition.
It is.
But you guys have that fun raffle that you've got going on there at the Discovery Center.
We do. Our Best for Last is coming up, as every year our fundraiser is the Thursday before Thanksgiving. So November 19th is when it's coming up. But obviously, you know, this year is everything is different. So we're not going to have a party as we usually do with 300 people at the Discovery Center, because everyone who's been there knows that is a tight squeeze.
Right.
So to keep everyone safe this year, it's just going to be the raffle. But we have more prizes than usually. We have an entire lineup of local vendors that are usually there for the free food and the free booze. And we're giving out gift cards for those vendors ahead of time. So right now we have our early bird drawings going on. This is the second week.
Yes.
Second drawing. And we have winners today for a $100 gift card from Tokyo Japanese Restaurant.
Ooh, wonderful.
Drum roll.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that. I like sound effects. So the winners are Galen and Anne Georgia.
Very
congratulations
nice.
To them.
Yes.
They're going to get a $100 gift card from Tokyo. And of course, we have Cindy Zhang from Tokyo's Restaurant with us on the line. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, guys.
Glad to have you here. And thank you so much for being part of this raffle.
It's my pleasure. It's our pleasure.
We are really, really appreciative of Tokyo. And actually, it's one of my favorite restaurants. So tell us, Cindy, tell us a little bit about it.
Our restaurant, we opened up in 2018. It's been 3 years since we have joined the community. And then since we've been here, you know, the community has been helping us out so much. You know, without the community, I don't think we were able to successfully open for this long. And, you know, my husband and I want to appreciate our community. You know, we try to help. We want to help the best ways that we can to provide for our community, even donating for the Discovery Center, especially for the kids. You know, now, especially with the COVID going on, it's so hard. You know, we want to help as much as we can for the kids to be able to still learn new things through with COVID stuff going on too.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to do things like this with the Discovery Center. So a big thank you for that. And of course, we encourage everyone to get on out there, see Cindy and the staff, and enjoy some great food at Tokyo.
Right. And we're really appreciative. Thank you so much, Cindy and Chen. It's fantastic to have you. I love sushi, and I think it's fantastic to have awesome sushi right in the middle of nowhere close to an ocean. So I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate them supporting us. And I know it's been hard for them too with COVID for everyone. They have been closed, but I believe they're actually open again for some of the time, at least in the afternoon. Is that right, Cindy?
Yes, we are open from Monday to Saturday from 11 to 10 all day for carry out. And then we do open up from 5 to 10 for our dining services. So, and then on Sundays, we open at noon to 9, and then we still open up at 5 p.m. So every day from 5, we open up our dining services. So please come on out to see us. And we do want congratulations to the winners. You know, I would love to meet them. Come on out and ask for Cindy and my name or Chen, and we would love to help them out.
That sounds great. So keep doing what you do. Thank you for being part of this. And you have a great, great week, Cindy.
Thank you. You guys have a great week, too.
There's Cindy from Tokyo, and we definitely appreciate them being part of that raffle.
We really do. We appreciate every vendor that is supporting us, every person who's supporting us by buying tickets. So we have still tickets available, although I was surprised. We have a lot sold already. So
that's fantastic.
I know. It is fantastic. We're really excited for that. So if you want your ticket, there's multiple ways to do this. All of the tickets this year are online. We're not running around with paper copies this year. Again,
Of course.
Trying to be, first of all, actually arriving in the 21st century a little bit.
Yes.
But then also right now, right, everything is virtual, so you don't have to leave your house. You don't have to do anything. You just go online, sd-discovery.org is where you can get your tickets. If you would prefer to drop off a check, that's always a possibility. So we are open 10 to 5 or from 1 to 5 on Sundays. So we're at the Discovery Center. We're open if you want to come by and drop off a check, or you can give us a call, 224-8295. Anytime, we're happy to help you out.
Yeah, it's an easy, wonderful way to support.
It is. It really is. And this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And so we decided we're going to go for it because it's still a fun way, and it's still a way to connect with the community and give back. And so we're really appreciative of everyone that can support us. And we're going to roll out some more information of what the night off is actually going to look like, because we're not going to do our drawing in our living room. We're actually going to broadcast it live and via Oahu TV, and we're probably going to stream it via Facebook Live as well. So there's multiple ways that you can still watch what's going on, and especially with the last ones, that's always a hype.
Yes.
So
very nice.
Get your tickets now, and we really, really appreciate your support.
So events-wise, what's coming up here?
So actually, so this is one thing that we're a little worried about. If anyone who's been looking at the numbers have noticed that we are in substantial community spread in Hughes County for a while now.
Right.
We're way in the red. This is not looking good right now, even though everyone I know is trying their best to help mitigate. But the community spread is really substantial. And so there's a couple of things that we had to make a couple of tough decisions. So right now, we've actually suspended birthday parties for the time being.
Okay.
In our exhibit hall, you can still visit the exhibit hall with reduced numbers, but the group, we just don't want to bring too many people from different, places together, because
definitely
we just want to help the community out too. And so we've had there's an early release coming up, which is always when the peer schools are letting out early. We usually do a big event. And again, right now we can't have 200 kids in our exhibit hall at once.
Exactly.
So what we do is we work right now predominantly with the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, and the GOLD program in Stanley County, and support those kids because they still have to come, and they still, you know, their parents still have to work. And so we're working with them predominantly to support them, and we're working with schools directly. So we're actually doing some e-games.
Oh, okay.
With the middle school right now. We are working quite a bit with tribal schools around the area to help them how to, because a lot of them are virtual.
Yes.
And so to support them how to do something virtual, still reach the kids in communities that maybe don't even have internet at home. How do you do virtual classrooms if your kids at home don't have internet? And so right now we're shifting really into how can we make sure that everyone stays safe and we can support them with hands-on education as much as we can.
All right. Well, thank you for doing that. That is a big thing to do, and it definitely helps anyone, you know, that it reaches out to. So that
yeah, and hopefully with all of that, if we can, you know, just hunker down a little longer.
That's right. Do what we have to do.
Our second wave, or whatever wave it is,
yes.
It really doesn't matter. It's just not a great situation.
Now, for information about the Discovery Center, how do people find it?
sd-discovery.org is our website. All the information you can find there. There's lots of information on our website. If you just want to chat with someone and say, hey, what is going on with this? 224-8295. We're happy to talk to you.
All right. Sounds good. Be safe. Have a good week, Rhea. And we look forward to seeing who the winner is next week.
I know. I'm excited.
Right.
Next week, by the way, Guadalajara's $100 gift cards, Mexican
so
family restaurant in town.
If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, it's a good idea to do that. All right. And there's Rhea from the South Dakota Discovery Center here on People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare.